Married by Mistake, Mr. Whitman's Sinner Wife. Chapter 1. Madeline Crawford exited the hospital, holding the test results in her shaky hands. There were tears in her eyes, but it was unknown if she was happy or sad. "Miss Crawford, you're pregnant." The doctor's words rang in her ears once more. 3 months ago, she had married Jeremy Whitman. He was the number one young master of a prestigious family that was the envy of the entire Glendale. On the day of the wedding, every woman in the city was extremely envious of her. She had also thought that she was the happiest and luckiest woman on earth. Ever since she met Jeremy when she was 10 years old, a seed had been planted in her heart. In order to get on Jeremy's level and steal another glance at him in the crowd, she had worked hard to improve herself. Throughout the past 12 years, she had always felt that they were from two different worlds. She was like a wild child who grew up in the ruins. How could she have any sort of relationship with a man like him? However, it was unsure if she had been blessed by God, or if the God of destiny was fooling around with her. 3 months ago, she attended her friend's birthday party. The next morning, when she woke up, she saw Jeremy lying next to her. The red stain on the pristine sheet looked extremely eye-catching. It described what had happened between her and Jeremy the night before. Before she could comprehend the situation, there was a knock on the door followed by a group of reporters that blocked the exit. They could not wait to publish the news of Jeremy having spent the night with a mysterious woman. The Whitmans were the most distinguished family in Glendale. Evidently, they were an aristocratic family and had a literary reputation. Old Master Whitman was an old-fashioned man. After he found out about it, he announced Jeremy and Madeline's wedding immediately. It was like a dream to Madeline. However, it was not a good dream. Jeremy did not love her at all. Instead, he despised her. He hated her. He hated her for existing and having caused him to let down his beloved woman, Meredith Crawford. It has to be said that Meredith Crawford was also Madeline's beloved sister. Nevertheless, Madeline gathered up the courage to call Jeremy. Without a surprise, her call was declined. Thus, she could only timidly send a text over to tell him that she had something to say, and was hoping he could come home that night. Their marriage was now 3 months old, yet he had never spent a night at home. Madeline would always be alone in the bedroom, and she knew very well where he spent his nights at. He had not picked up his phone, and he was not replying to the text. Hence, Madeline's heart went cold. She knew Jeremy would not come home tonight as well. With that being said, she took a shower and was about to rest when the door was slammed open violently with a loud bang. She lifted her head and was alarmed when she saw his frigid yet handsome face. Her heart started beating out of control. "Jeremy, you're home," she cautiously called out his name. There was a small smile on her clean face. Nonetheless, when she approached him, the man grabbed her arm and roughly threw her on the bed. The joints of his fingers were distinct as he forcefully pinched Madeline's chin. His eyes were filled with drunkenness and rage. "Madeline, do you like me that much? To the point that you climbed into my bed by using such despicable methods, huh?" The man's voice was alluring. There was a hint of mockery and hatred in his voice. Her face turned pale as she looked at the man she had loved for a dozen years while her heart throbbed with pain. "Jeremy, you've misunderstood me." "Misunderstood you?" The man looked at her in contempt and chuckled deeply. "Madeline, why are you still pretending?" After he said that. Sinner Wife 2. Chapter 2. The next day, Madeline woke up from her sleep. Before she was fully conscious, a box of contraceptive pills was thrown at her. "Eat this." Madeline lifted her head and saw that Jeremy was already fully clothed. He looked cold and elegant, completely different from the violent devil he had been the night before. Looking at the box of contraceptive pills, Madeline's heart started to tremble. She was already pregnant and should not be eating contraceptive pills. It would cause the baby to become deformed. Why are you not eating? Do you want me to feed you? When Jeremy saw that Madeline was not moving, he was slightly agitated. Madeline, I'm telling you. Don't even think about having my child. You're just a shameless lowlife who would bite the hand that feeds you. You do not deserve to have my child. The man's words struck Madeline's heart. It was already summer, but Madeline could feel a cold breeze invading her heart violently. She had thought that the child would be the breakthrough to their relationship, but it looked like she had been too naive. Now, she did not even have the courage to tell the man that she was pregnant with his child. Thus, under Jeremy's cold and watchful gaze, she had no choice. She took out a pill and pretended to swallow it. In reality, she hid the pill under her tongue. Madeline felt guilty. She was scared that Jeremy would see through her. However, at this time, his phone rang. Jeremy looked at the caller ID and answered the call without hesitating. Immediately, his eyebrows knitted together. What? Meredith tried to kill herself? I'm coming now. Madeline was shocked by the news. Mare had tried to kill herself? She ignored the discomfort in her body and cleaned herself up quickly. Then, she put on a random piece of clothing and ran downstairs. Jeremy had started the car and was about to drive away. However, the door of the passenger seat suddenly flew open. Take your filthy hand away. Who permitted you to sit in my car? The man's cold and heartless words caused Madeline to quickly take her hand away. She was as lowly as dirt whenever she looked at Jeremy. Jeremy, I'm worried about Mare. Let me go with you. You're worried? Shouldn't you be the happiest if Meredith has died? He looked at her coldly with despise in his eyes. Then, he stepped on the gas. Madeline's face was white. After standing in a daze for a few seconds, she called a car and tailed Jeremy's car. In City Center Hospital, Madeline followed Jeremy to a room. In there, she watched with a worried look on her face as Jeremy walked toward the bed. At this moment, Meredith could be seen, sitting on the bed with a pale face. Her eyes were wet, and she looked upset. However, it was fortunate that she was not in danger. Madeline let out a sigh of relief. When Meredith saw Jeremy, her face fell. She fell into his arms devastatingly. Jeremy. She called out Jeremy's name sweetly and told him her grievances while being wrapped in his arms. In Madeline's eyes, Jeremy and Meredith looked like a loving couple, while she was just an outsider. Madeline suppressed the sadness in her heart and walked forward. Mer. Madeline, you thankless wench. How dare you come and see Meredith? Just when Madeline was about to walk over, an angry voice scolded from behind her. The voice was familiar. It was Meredith's mother, Rose Tanner. Madeline turned around and received a heavy slap across her face. Consequently, her vision turned blur from the impact of the slap. You shameless harlot. We adopted you out of kindness. We fed you, we clothed you, and in the end, you became the ungrateful wench that snatched away Meredith's fiancé. All of a sudden, Rose began talking about how she had slept with Jeremy 3 months ago. However, she had not planned for it to happen. Madeline wanted to explain herself, but she received another slap on the other side of her face. The corner of her lips started bleeding after the slap. Furthermore, she began seeing stars and almost fell down as a result. Afterward, John Crawford, her father, shouted in her ear. Madeline, from this day onward, you're no longer a Crawford. We don't have a daughter who's so shameless as to do anything to get what she wants. After he said that, John kicked Madeline. Sinner Wife 3. Chapter 3. Madeline fell to the floor after being kicked out of nowhere. She protected her stomach subconsciously. Afterward, before she could explain, John slapped her on her head again. UB*TCH. Why would Meredith kill herself for someone like you? You're the one who deserves to die. Through gritted teeth, John spat out each and every word. He despised Madeline to the bone. Dad, it's fine. I'm not destined to be with Jeremy. I don't blame Maddie. The sound of Meredith sobbing slowly began to sound from the other end of the room. The corner of Madeline's lips were bleeding, and her head was buzzing from pain. She endured the pain and lifted her head. As a result, she saw Meredith leaning against Jeremy's chest. Consequently, tears could be seen in her eyes. Jeremy was holding the sobbing Meredith. His eyes were filled with gentleness as he protected the her. The scene looked comforting, but it stabbed Madeline right in the heart. If that thing had not happened, Jeremy's wife would be Meredith and not a feral child who was lodging under another person's roof. Despite not being the one who had planned what had happened, at this moment, she felt extremely guilty. Mare, you're still helping that B*TCH at this moment? If she had not set that trap, you'd be Mrs. Whitman now. You wouldn't be so sad as to want to kill yourself because you were separated from Jeremy. You're too kind for still helping her. John felt indignant. For his daughter. Dad, stop saying that. Meredith sighed and looked at Madeline with hurtful eyes. Maddie, if you liked Jeremy, you could have told me. I wouldn't have fought over him with you. Why did you do that just to get him? I'm so disappointed in you. Mare, I didn't. How dare you say that it wasn't you? John was livid. Are you still trying to be stubborn, UB*TCH? All right, I'll kill you. John lifted a chair in the room after he said that. On the other hand, Madeline cowered in fear and her hands went to protect her stomach. Why are you still here? Do you want to be killed? Jeremy said coldly. John froze as he held the chair. Madeline trembled and hurriedly got up from the floor. For the sake of her unborn child, she had to get out of there fast. She lowered her head in front of the onlookers and people who criticized her. She covered her swollen face and ran away with a limp. When she got to the entrance, she noticed her phone was not with her. Thus, she had to turn back. When she reached the entrance of the lift, the door coincidentally opened at the same time. Subsequently, Madeline saw Jeremy walk out of there by accident. He was standing upright and unafraid. His delicate features were the most outstanding ones in the crowd. However, what made Madeline curious was why he was leaving so quickly. Shouldn't he stay with Meredith longer? Please bookmark sitenovelexo.org to read latest content. If you want to read light novel, please visit allnovelnext.com to read fastest content. She did not dare to think too much. Hence, she lowered her head and walked into the lift. She was like a shameful thief. She walked up to Meredith's door and spotted her phone in the corner of the wall. Madeline wanted to leave after she got her phone. However, the moment she bent down, she heard Meredith's energetic laugh come from inside the room. Humph, I feel so happy when I think about how that country bumpkin was beaten until she could not lift her head. Country bumpkin? Madeline was in disbelief. Was that country bumpkin her? Humph, if I hadn't walked into the wrong room that night, I would have been the one who had spent the night with Jeremy. How could I let that country bumpkin benefit from it? I feel so disgusted whenever I think about how Jeremy was tarnished by that country bumpkin. After Meredith said that, Madeline's face turned white. She froze and felt as if it was suddenly hard to breathe. The truth had started to surface, but she did not have the courage to believe it. Sinner Wife 4. Chapter 4. Madeline could not link the woman calling her names with Meredith. Ever since she entered the Crawford family and met Meredith, she had felt that the latter was a young lady who was magnanimous, elegant, kind, and gentle. However, right now, I'm so mad. I wasted so much time and effort by forming the perfect plan and making Jeremy drink that drugged beverage. I had even called reporters to photograph and record evidence of me spending the night with Jeremy the first thing in the morning so that old man Whitman would agree to let me marry Jeremy. Who knew I had misread the room number and slept with a wretched-looking tramp. I accidentally let Madeline benefit from it. So, this was the truth. This was the true face of the good sister who had been trying to beg for mercy on her behalf a few minutes ago. Madeline's heart was now beating extremely fast. She felt extreme feelings of lament hysteria. This was the precious darling that was so kind and gentle in Jeremy's eyes. She was a sweet-tempered and easy-mannered young lady in everyone's eyes. Not to mention, she was her big sister that she had held in high respect all this while. You're an idiot as well. How could you have entered the wrong room? Meredith's mother, Rose, complained. I wanted it to be more fun, so I took the drugs as well. How would I have known that it would be so potent? Meredith's tone became agitated. What should we do next? I don't want her to stay in the position of Mrs. Whitman for another second. Jeremy is my man. It's simple. Just look at how worried Jeremy was just now. As long as you say the word, he'll definitely divorce that feral child. John was confident. Rose began laughing delightfully. Your father is right. Jeremy was forced by that old man to marry her. The person he loves is you. As long as you say something, the position of Mrs. Whitman will belong to you. Meredith smirked. Who does that B**TCH think she is? How dare she fight with me over Jeremy? If her bone marrow didn't match mine, she'd never have been allowed to step foot into our home. Do you know how disgusted I feel every time I have to call her my sister? Upon hearing Meredith's words, Madeline felt her vision begin to turn dark. She could also feel a chill creeping up from the bottom of her feet. The Crawfords had not adopted her out of good intentions but because Meredith needed her bone marrow. Throughout the past 5 years, Meredith had been calling Madeline her sister merely as a hypocritical show of affection. Whenever she was not around, Madeline was nothing to them. Heh. How ironic. Madeline felt nauseous all of a sudden. The ugly truth made her feel extremely uncomfortable. How annoying. I purposely set up this fake suicide scene to make Jeremy divorce that B**TCH. However, before I had the chance to talk him into it, he had to leave for some emergency meeting, Meredith complained, annoyed. Meredith's suicide attempt had been set up as well. Meredith had been putting up a show for Jeremy so that it would trigger him to divorce Madeline as soon as possible. Madeline felt that the whole thing was suddenly ridiculous. How could a smart and wise man like Jeremy fall for a woman like Meredith? Mayor, don't worry. I'll call Jeremy later and tell him that B**TCH came here to cause trouble again, she triggered you to attempt suicide after an emotional breakdown. I'm sure he'll agree to divorce her when that happens. Rose's plan sounded from inside the room, and Meredith seemed satisfied with it. Mom, you're so smart. Let's do that. Madeline's last hope for their affection crumbled in the blink of an eye. She chuckled lightly and walked in after pushing the door open without any hesitation. I too believe that as long as I'm alive, the position of Mrs. Whitman will never go to you, Meredith. Sinner Wife 5. Chapter 5. They had not expected Madeline to appear and say those things. The three people in the room froze. After a few seconds, Meredith's expression changed. The usual gentle and easy-mannered expression on her face disappeared. On the contrary, she looked extremely vile. Madeline, why are you still here? Madeline's eyes were red. She chuckled sarcastically and said, "Aren't I just in time to take part in the plan that you guys just proposed?" Meredith realized what had happened and her face fell. "How dare you eavesdrop on us?" Madeline said, "Yeah, if I hadn't heard what you said, I would have never known that my good sister is such a shameless, two-faced B**TCH. How dare you call Meredith that, you brat? You're digging your own grave." Rose angrily reached out her hand, she was about to hit Madeline again. "Mom, why do you want to get angry at this country bumpkin without parents?" Meredith scoffed and glanced at Madeline. She looked very calm. "My dear sister, for the sake of our relationship, you had better agree to divorce Jeremy. I'm afraid you won't be able to bear the consequences if you don't agree to it." Madeline was no longer going to fake their relationship that she had used to so carefully preserve. After all, their relationship had merely been a hypocritical show of affection. Madeline looked at Meredith, and the former was even calmer than her. "If you beg me now, I might consider it." "What?" Meredith's expression changed, and she looked at Madeline as if the latter was mentally challenged. "You brat, are you insane?" Rose shrieked angrily. Madeline burst out laughing after seeing the mother and daughter's faces. "Yeah, I'm insane. So, I'll dominate Jeremy along with the position of Mrs. Whitman forever." "Madeline, don't be so shameless." Meredith was enraged. "I won't let you get away with this." "I've already gotten away with it. At least now everyone in Glendale knows that Mrs. Whitman is Madeline Crawford and not you." After saying that, Madeline turned around, leaving Meredith, who was now shrieking and yelling in anger. Nonetheless, Madeline ignored her completely. After Madeline left the hospital, she went to a hospital for women and children. She was worried that the baby had been affected by what Jeremy had done the night before and the fall earlier. There were a lot of people in line and most of them were pregnant ladies. Most of them had their husbands and families with them. Seeing their happy smiles, Madeline felt like a joke. She had the child of the man that she loved, but this man was in love with another woman. It had not been like this in the past. Back then, he had held her hand and told her that he would marry her when they grew up. He was now married to her, but he had been forced to do so reluctantly. The child was fine, and Madeline let out a sigh of relief. Subsequently, Madeline went back home. When she stepped into the house, she heard the entrance door swing open with a heavy slam. She turned around and saw that Jeremy had returned as well. He was very good looking, but there was a heavy aura of ruthlessness in his eyes. "Did you go looking for Meredith again?" Jeremy's voice was extremely cold. Madeline figured that Meredith had told him about what happened. Hence, she was open and candid. "I did go there, but..." "Madeline, you're so evil." Jeremy's angry words sliced through Madeline's heart like 1,000 glass shards, and invisible pain started to spread across her body. She dumbly looked at the man who was walking toward her. His deep eyes were filled with iciness. "You told Meredith that you'd still pester me even if you died, and you'd never give her a chance to worm her way into the Whitman family, is that right?" Madeline's face was white. She had never said those things. She wanted to explain, but Jeremy angrily grabbed her wrist and threw her onto the sofa. Sinner Wife 6. Chapter 6. "No. Jeremy." Madeline's face was white from fear. She was horrified by Jeremy's actions. She had never seen such a cold and violent side of Jeremy before. She was scared that the child in her stomach would cease to exist because of him. However, Jeremy did not give her a chance to run away. He imprisoned her in his arms. She had never thought that Jeremy hated her this much. After a very long time, Madeline only felt excruciating pain all over her body. Consequently, she fell into a deep slumber, and in her dream, was sent back to that wonderful summer day 12 years ago. The sun was shining brightly on the beach and there was a camphor tree. Young Madeline was picking seashells by the shore. She looked at the quiet boy who was sitting on a rock from afar. He looked unhappy. That was the first time she met Jeremy. He was only 12 years old but was already good looking. He had a tall yet slender body. However, he looked very upset. Young Madeline carefully approached him while wearing nothing on her feet. She handed him a colorful shell that she had spent a lot of time looking for. "Hello, this is for you. I hope you can be happy forever." At that moment, Jeremy looked at her through the corner of his eyes. His thin eyes were filled with caution. He was wearing a branded tracksuit. Even his shoes were limited edition. On the other hand, Madeline was wearing a dress that had started to turn white from constant washing. The two of them looked like they were from different worlds. Eventually, he still reached out his hand to Madeline. They ran into each other again the next day at the same time. He handed her a cup of milk tea and said it was a gift in return for her present. Madeline accepted it while beaming. That was the first time she tasted milk tea. It was very delicious. Nonetheless, Jeremy looked at her and thought that her smile was even sweeter than the milk tea. During that summer, they ran into each other at the beach again and again. Whenever they ran into each other, they would play together. One day, Madeline's foot was sliced open by a few glass shards. Jeremy was the one who carried her to the clinic. At that time, she was leaning against his back, and her cheeks were red from having basked in the sunset. Furthermore, her heart was beating extremely fast. She blushed and circled her arms around Jeremy. "Jeremy, I want to stay with you forever. I want to play with you every day." Jeremy answered her without hesitating, "All right. When I grow up, I'll make you my bride. That way, we will be able to play with each other every day." However, after that naive and innocent promise, they were separated for years. She had not expected to never see him again after saying goodbye that day. When she ran into him again, he was already someone who everyone looked up to. Not to mention, he already had a woman that he loved, Meredith. After waking up, Madeline opened her eyes tiredly. What she saw next was a foreign environment. Additionally, she felt her entire body ache. Every time she moved, debilitating pain overwhelmed her. "Oh, I thought you were dead. You finally decided to open your eyes, huh?" A woman's voice sounded next to her, and it sounded extremely sarcastic. Madeline lifted her head and saw Meredith's beautiful face. Her foxy eyes were filled with rage and jealousy. Jealousy. Madeline did not understand what she was jealous of. "Madeline, you're the most special woman I've ever seen. You even use this kind of way to get hospitalized." "Hospitalized?" Madeline looked around her and saw that she was indeed in the hospital. She recalled what had happened before she fell asleep, and suddenly, she understood why Meredith was jealous. She felt that it was very ironic, however, she smiled victoriously. "Ubtch." Upon seeing her expression, Meredith's veins began to protrude. "Madeline, you shameless holra. Sinner Wife 7. Chapter 7. Meredith started yelling at her while jealousy made her face twist in a horrifying way. Madeline smiled nonchalantly. "As Jeremy's wife, I'm happy to rid him of his troubles." "Madeline, you're so cheap. I can't compare to you, Mare. You drugged Jeremy so that you could marry him. Why? Had Jeremy refused to touch you when he was sober?" Meredith's face looked awkward as if Madeline had exposed something. However, she kept a calm and proud expression. "Of course, Jeremy loves touching me. He loves pestering me so much. He's always by my side every night, unlike compared to you. You can only stay at home while your husband is away. Meredith's words were laced with thorns. Subsequently, she took out some documents and placed them in front of Madeline. These are the divorce papers Jeremy asked me to tell you to sign. Hurry up and sign them. Jeremy doesn't want to see an unsophisticated and poor hussy like you ever again. Madeline had gone through many things to put on a mask that made her look confident and at ease. However, she froze when she saw the divorce papers. Divorce. Jeremy wanted to divorce her. Madeline felt as if she had fallen into an icy cave. It was so cold that every cell in her body was in pain. She had known that this day would come. However, she had not expected it to come so fast. Jeremy loved Meredith. In this chase of love, Madeline was the loser. She was destined to suffer a crushing defeat. Looking at Madeline's face that was beginning to pale, Meredith started laughing savagely. Madeline, just look at you. Jeremy will never fall in love with a woman like you. Jeremy had told me multiple times that you're the most disgusting and shameless woman he has ever seen. Marrying you was the biggest taint of his life. Meredith walked over and glanced at Madeline in disdain. The latter's head was lowered as she looked at the divorce papers. On the other hand, Meredith chuckled coldly and became more and more arrogant. You shameless B**TCH. Get out of Glendale after you've signed the papers. If not, I'll beat you up every time I see you. Humph. Out of the blue, Meredith heard a chuckle from Madeline. In the next second, Madeline picked up the divorce papers, and with a few swift motions, ripped them into pieces. A smile appeared on her pale lips, and she threw the pieces of paper at Meredith's face. Just like what you told Jeremy, I'll pester him even after I die. You want me to divorce Jeremy? In your dreams. What? Meredith was infuriated after being stunned. How dare A**TCH like you speak to me like that, Madeline? Are you tired of living? Her cruel nature had been exposed. Meredith reached out her hand to swing it at Madeline's face. In the heat of the moment, she had not expected Madeline to take action first. Madeline used all of her might and forcefully slapped Meredith on the face. Listen here, Meredith. I will never divorce Jeremy even if I die. I'll expose your true face to Jeremy. A woman who's so evil and heartless like you is no match to Jeremy. After she said that, Madeline began trembling all over. After finding out that she was just a pawn in Meredith's devious scheme, she completely gave up on their relationship. No, she should say that there was no longer any sisterly love nor family love between them. There were only hypocritical acts of affection and calculative schemes. Madeline, how dare you slap me? Meredith exclaimed. Her features were twisted. I'll make you regret this. She pointed at Madeline and turned around angrily. Madeline was unbothered. She sat back on the bed, unsure if she had exerted too much force because her debilitating pain was back again. After a while, Meredith returned. The moment she entered the room, she sat on the floor and held her face. She looked extremely aggrieved. Maddie, don't be like this. It's all my fault. Please don't be mad. You should just put all the blame on me. However, don't be mad at the child in my stomach. This is Jeremy's child. What? Madeline was extremely confused. However, when she saw the man at the door, she understood everything. Sinner Wife 8. Chapter 8. What a spectacular performance. Madeline could not find any mistakes in the performance that she had put on. It was just that Madeline had not expected Meredith to be pregnant as well. However, was Meredith's child Jeremy's? Madeline remembered that Meredith had slept with a tramp after accidentally entering the wrong room in her plan to harm her. 3 months ago. If she really was pregnant, the father of the child was still up for discussion. Nevertheless, Madeline could not deny that Jeremy had always spent the night with this woman. When she thought about this, the pain in her heart started to spread. However, that pain could not compare to the pain she felt when she saw Jeremy holding Meredith gently with so much affection and care. Meredith covered her face and cried pitifully. "Jeremy, don't blame Maddie. It's all my fault. I shouldn't have fallen in love with you. On the other hand, I hope you can talk to Maddie so that she won't hurt our baby." When Meredith mentioned the child, Madeline could clearly see the changes in Jeremy's expression. Jeremy swiftly lifted his head to look at her intensely. His cold gaze shot at her as if it were a knife made from ice. "Madeline." Jeremy was livid. He had never called her name in a gentle manner. Whenever he called her, his tone would be laced with intense hatred or rage. "She forced me." Madeline was trying hard not to break down. "Jeremy, don't be fooled by her. That woman is not who you think. She is, she." "Shut up," he interrupted coldly. His deep voice was laced with a dangerous aura. "Did you hit Meredith just now?" Madeline bit her dry lips. "Yes." She admitted it openly and saw Meredith break into a smirk. The latter felt very pleased with herself behind Jeremy. At this moment, Jeremy's eyes were filled with the fire of rage. They looked like they could not wait to burn Madeline alive. Slap. He slapped Madeline across the face. She was utterly stunned. Consequently, she tasted blood in the corner of her mouth. It was bitter and tart. Subsequently, she felt tears sting her eyes as they rolled down her cheeks after her eyes failed to hold their weight. He had slapped her. All this while, he had never been concerned about her. He even despised her. However, he had never once hit her. "Get over here and apologize to Meredith," Jeremy ordered. His handsome face was covered with a layer of frost. However, there was an ominous glint in his eyes that Madeline could not understand. After Meredith was done feeling pleased with herself, she walked forward aggrievedly. "Jeremy, it's fine. Maddie and I are sisters. After all, I don't need her to apologize to me. It's my fault. After all, you guys are married. I shouldn't have any contact with you. But I can't help myself from wanting to see you. Meredith, stop pretending. This is all part of your plan." Madeline swallowed back her tears and exposed Meredith without hesitation. Meredith was crying with a pained expression on her face. "Maddie, how can you accuse me like that? Why have you become like this?" "I've become like this because a two-faced B**TCH like you made me see the truth." "Madeline." The man next to them was furious. He grabbed Madeline, who was sitting on the bed, and pulled her toward Meredith. "Apologize," he forced her. Sinner Wife 9. Chapter 9. Madeline felt so unwell it was as if her heart had been sliced 1,000 times by a knife. "Jeremy, I'm telling the truth. To me, nothing is more important than Meredith's feelings. What rubbish are you spewing?" His comeback was unfathomable. It was so straightforward it stabbed Madeline's heart like a sharp sword. So, to him, the truth was not important. The important thing was that he loved Meredith, and that fact trumped everything. She felt her heart sink like a rock. It was as if she had lost all hope and could only yearn for this man. Madeline smiled lamentably and said, "All right, I'll apologize." She endured the debilitating pain in her body and bowed her head to apologize to Meredith. She saw Meredith smirking in secret. That victorious smile was extremely dazzling to her. She had never thought that Jeremy would ignore the truth for Meredith. The only reason was that he loved her. He loved her so much. In the days that followed, Madeline never saw Jeremy again. She wanted to find a job to lift her spirits, She did not want to torture herself merely because Jeremy did not love her anymore. Madeline had studied jewelry design and graduated with flying colors. She sent out her resume online, and after a while, two companies invited her for interviews. After comparing the two companies, Madeline chose the company that was closer to home. She thought she could use TH work to distract herself, but she still could not help but think about Jeremy. Despite how much he resented and despised her. The early autumn nights were a little chilly, so the employees in the company had already clocked off work. On the other hand, Madeline had stayed back in the office alone to finish up her work. If she went home, she would still be all alone. Hence, she would rather stay there and numb herself with work. It was almost 10 and Madeline was feeling a little hungry. She touched her stomach and remembered that she was housing a child in her womb. All of a sudden, she felt warm and satisfied. When she was about to leave, her phone's custom ringtone rang. Madeline's heart skipped a beat, and she grabbed her phone frantically. The name on the caller ID looked surreal. Jeremy was calling her voluntarily. After Madeline hesitated for a while, she answered the call happily. Jeremy. Ah. Yeah, Jeremy, you're so amazing. I love you. The moans of a woman were heard from the other side of the phone. It penetrated Madeline's ears and was followed by the low groan of a man. Madeline held the phone in her hand while she felt as if her heart had plummeted from heaven to hell. An uncontrollable pang of pain attacked her heart instantly. She quickly hung up the phone, wanting to wipe those voices from her memory. However, tears had already started escaping her eyes uncontrollably. She dragged her tired body back home and took out a bottle of red wine from Jeremy's liquor cabinet. After a few gulps, Madeline finally did away with this method of torture. She could not let the baby in her stomach suffer with her. However, Madeline still got drunk in the end. In her drowsy state, she saw the man she had loved for 12 years walk toward her. He was tall and super good looking. His temperament and looks were incredibly outstanding. This was the man that she yearned day and night for. This was the man that she loved but could not get. Madeline threw away her glass and stumbled toward Jeremy. She circled her arms around his neck and lifted her red, drunk face to look at him. Jeremy, I won't allow you to be entangled with other women. If you need anything, you can come to me. I'm your wife. She was about to go all out. She was saying something lowly that she had never said before. Madeline loved him. She loved him to the bone. She could throw away all dignity and arrogance for him. Jeremy was frustrated and pushed her away in disgust. Nonetheless, Madeline was like toffee. She threw herself at him again and even began trying to remove his clothes. Next, she tiptoed and tried to kiss him. She smelled the pungent smell of perfume on him. It was the perfume that Meredith used. Nevertheless, she forced herself to ignore the smell and continued to behave in a wanton manner. Perhaps this was the last chance for her to get some affection from him. She was willing to become the cheapest and most shameless woman he had ever seen. She only wanted to save some beautiful memories before she left. Sinner Wife 10. Chapter 10. If the alarm clock had not rung the next morning, Madeline would not have been able to wake up. Her face burned up when she recalled what she had said and done to Jeremy in her drunken state. Back in the office, Madeline could be seen working on her designs absent-mindedly. She could not get rid of Jeremy's shadow in her head. It had been 12 years. It would be impossible for her to let go of this profound love in just one day. She touched her flat stomach absent-mindedly. If possible, she wanted to give the child the perfect family. Ding. Suddenly, a notification from her phone snagged her back to reality. She glanced at it and saw that it was a text message. It was from Jeremy. Madeline's heart started beating unrhythmically. Her hands even started to tremble as she opened the message. The first thing Madeline saw was a photo. It was a photo of Madeline and Meredith. They had taken this picture when she was adopted by the Crawfords. In the photo, Meredith was wearing an expensive dress. The light was shining down on her beaming face, and she was like an untouched princess. She looked so elegant and exceptional. On the other hand, Madeline was wearing a grayish-white dress. She looked as lowly as an ugly duckling in a dark corner. Below the photo was Jeremy's message. When she saw the contents of it, the temperature of her fingertips plummeted. "Madeline, look at Meredith and then look at yourself. How will a filthy and lowly woman like you ever meet the qualifications of being my wife?" The words stabbed her eyes like a knife made from ice. They were so heart-wrenching and unpleasant to the eye. She recalled the summer 12 years ago. She could not handle the cruelness and resentment Jeremy had for her now. "Jeremy, you once said that I was the kindest and cutest girl you've ever seen. You said that you'd take me as your bride so that you could be with me forever. But what's going on now?" Madeline's heart was beating very fast. She knew she could not let this go. She immediately added on, "Jeremy, I know you have your prejudices against me, but I'm pregnant now. Please give me a chance to love you and a chance for the child to have a complete family, okay?" After Madeline sent the message, she felt anxious and nervous. Nevertheless, she was looking forward to his reply. She wondered if Jeremy would be happy if he knew she had his child. Would he also look forward to the birth of the child? Nevertheless, in the blink of an eye, her fantasies were crushed. Jeremy replied to her message with only two words: "Abort it." Madeline's felt as if her heart was being sliced open by a sharp tool. Before her pain could ease, Jeremy sent another message. "Madeline, I'm warning you. Only Meredith has the right to give birth to my children. A shameless B**TCH like you should just sign the divorce papers immediately and get the hell away from me. If you don't sign the papers, I'll kill that bastard child with my own hands." The blood in Madeline's body froze instantly. Those sharp words were filled with humiliation, and it was like he was trampling on her. At the same time, this bone-deep pain made Madeline come to the realization that this man was not worth it. He was not worthy for her to love so blindly. Over on the other end, Meredith deleted all of the messages she had sent moments ago. Her hands were still sweating even after doing so. She was afraid that she would leave traces and that Jeremy would find out the truth. 2 years prior, she had found Madeline's diary along with a bookmark when she was rummaging through the latter's room. Jeremy's signature was on the bookmark. The date stated it was 10 years ago. Thus, it was obvious that Madeline and Jeremy had met each other 10 years ago. Not to mention, they had a romantic agreement between them. However, back then, Madeline's name was not Madeline, and Jeremy did not recognize her as the little girl who made an agreement with him. With that, she managed to exploit the situation. The automatic glass door opened with a click, and Jeremy's tall build appeared at the door. Meredith was sitting on his desk, and her face changed immediately. She hurriedly got up and placed Jeremy's phone back in its place as if nothing had happened.